Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello one and all, and welcome to Behind the Glass, your weekly automotive podcast hosted by two rather uninformed enthusiasts.
Nah.
I'm Sam from the YouTube channel Seen Through Glass.
I'm Tony from Gravelwood Car Sales.
And you can watch us each week. We hope you enjoy the episode.
Well, this is a little bit different. Welcome to the first ever Behind the Glass press day experience.
Well, I don't know how this is going to go.
We've been teasing this for a while, but just in case you missed our most recent episodes, Tony and I have joined the Maserati UK press tour for the day. We decided to bring all of you along with us. This is the first time we've ever recorded a podcast on the go.
Yeah.
We've got none of our usual gear. I mean, hopefully you can hear us. This could be a complete disaster. But we are aiming to do lots of different things this year, as we've mentioned regularly. And one thing we wanted to do is get back to doing more test drives.
Yeah.
Because obviously when we first started working together, it was on the main channel, just doing that, just jumping in and out of different cars, right?
How many series did we do? So many
test drive series. And obviously over the years, I've attended a lot of different press launches and come on the podcast and talked about it. And I thought, well, it could be interesting to bring Tony along with me on one of them. I'm sort of immediately regretting
the decision. Maserati's probably a perfect place to start as well.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Why would you say?
Well, why? I mean, you've got to start somewhere.
I guess. Well, actually, let's just get straight into that because we are now an hour into your first ever press day.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts?
Well, I was asleep.
Do you want to explain to people what we've experienced so far?
Well, yeah, so we arrived to this beautiful manor house, lovely place in the middle of Birmingham.
Yeah, we're Solihull, which is just outside Birmingham, in the middle of the UK, I think we could say.
Yeah, I would say that. We were greeted by some croissants and some breakfast. Some lovely people at the desk said good morning. We had a nice coffee. We had a little sit down. We met some people. Journalists. I don't think they're video journalists.
No, a lot
they
of
are journalists.
Regional written journalists.
Yeah.
So from Birmingham Daily and some of that. But there's a few recognisable people that I know or recognise.
Yeah. I have no idea who they are at all.
He's like, so are these YouTubers?
I was
like,
nope. What do these people do? And then we got comfortable and started to watch a video. Okay. And then half hour later, I woke up.
So this is something which is very, very normal.
Is that normal?
For, especially an Italian brand. But
right.
Most press events is there'll be a briefing. So before you go out in the cars, they do a briefing so that you're familiar with the product you're about to drive and you understand about the sort of brand's ethos and trying to answer all the questions that journalists are probably going to ask the press team throughout the day. They just want to get it out of the way early on.
And actually, probably not a bad idea because you watch a video. They haven't got to stand there forgetting things. It's all pre-recorded. There's a number of people that make the video. So they try and make it a little bit more engaging because you're not listening to the same person for half an hour. So I get why they do it, because don't forget that this isn't the only thing they're going to do throughout the course of the year. They do this hundreds of times a year, right?
And this is a press tour, so there are a number of stops on this tour, so it's just easy for them to just have a pre-recorded video.
Yeah.
And Ferrari are very good at it. They do about 3-hour-long ones.
Do they?
The problem is, the videos I find are great for like the first 15 minutes. I'm absorbing all the information. I drink the Kool-Aid. I'm like, yes, Maserati is a luxury brand.
Yeah.
Yes, the styling is fan. Oh, and the exciting future is exciting.
Yeah.
And then by about minute 20, I'm starting to go, I'm not sure I care about the spec choices. Of the. I just want to drive the car. It somehow goes on a tad too long, but we cannot blame them for that. They're trying to provide us with all the different information, and we're just what would you call it? Spoiled buggers who are like, just get us in the car.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to find out about these things.
Yeah.
But important to note that really it feels like the primary reason for this press tour is the launch of the Grecale. So the new Maserati baby SUV, let's say, which is a kind of Macan rival, they said, or a Range Rover Velar, they mentioned.
Yeah, there was a few other German ones, the Audi, the BMW and the Mercedes they mentioned as well. We are currently in an X5 rival, right? Range Rover Sport rival.
We're in the Levante.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of an old model for Maserati. So
Looks old.
Yeah. I like it in here. We'll come back to that in a second.
You're lucky you're on the camera. You can't see it all.
there'll be some nice overlaid shots, yeah. I'm sure. But yeah, the Grecale. Grecale. I want to call it the Grecale or the Grecale. Anyway, Grecale, apparently, is one of the cars that is supposed to really be pushing Maserati forward alongside the MC20, the updated Gran Turismo, and eventually there'll be a new Levante and things like that. So that's why we're here and we're doing a main channel video on the Grecale Trofeo. What did I call it? Grecale. Oh, this is going to kill me today.
No, you'll be all right by the time you get it right, mate. Main channel video, you'll smash it. So if you want to watch that video, go over to Scene Through Glass.
We're going live on Sunday. But yeah, here on the podcast, what we thought we'd do is kind of just bring you behind the scenes and give you a bit of a raw take as to what it's like on one of these press days. I want to just jump in and out all these Maseratis, because essentially there's a desk over there with a lovely girl called Sophie from Maserati who just said, right, what would you like to take out now? And you can just pick anything. And I have chosen this Levante first because this is the Levante Trofeo.
Right.
Which is a car that I wanted to drive for ages because I actually, don't kill me, I like the I like the Levante.
But I know why you've picked this particular car as well.
Go on.
Because, loosely, there is something attached to Ferrari on this car. This is... The engine has got a whiff of Ferrari.
It's more than a whiff. So, yeah, I like the Levante in general, but the Trofeo, they don't say it, but it's essentially like a Portofino Cali T sort of 488 engine. It's that 3.8 litre twin turbo V8.
Which is a masterpiece of an engine, by the way.
A glorious engine. So put that in the big Italian SUV, which I've always thought is a good looking SUV with a lovely interior. These seats are a bit weird though. I'm not sure I like that weave.
No, this is the outgoing car.
But it's
now,
the outgoing
mate.
Car. Yeah,
yeah. This is a bit dated. Old.
2016 this came out.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is a little bit old.
But technology looks even older than that.
Is this not still the old like Chrysler technology? FCA?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to, you know, when you get in a car,
but this is brand new, so it might be going to find out. So I will quickly turn on all the GoPros,
right,
make sure this audio is actually recorded, and the next thing you'll be with us moving along the road in this Levante Trofeo for what's supposed to be a podcast on the move.
Well, this audio better work because I'll be fuming. I'm not doing this again.
Well, it appears that the audio is all right. You might all disagree.
Thank God.
We have another problem because a truck's just turned up clearly to deliver something to this hotel and blocked us in. So let's... Come on, I said, let's fire up the engine. That's a good sound.
It is a good sound. And you know what? It's weird because it doesn't sound like a Ferrari V8. It does sound like a Maserati V8. It
sounds a lot beefier.
Yeah.
You say it sounds like a Maserati V8. What? Because it's got a sort of symphonic roar.
Yeah, it's got that roar, you know, old...
Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
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 That is a very good soundtrack. Now, hold on a sec, because we're supposed to connect our phones. Maserati have very kindly given us a road route to do today. So let's... this is always a good test, right? Let's see how easy it is to connect a phone. Connect Apple CarPlay device.
User-friendly.
Okay, hold on.
No.
Hold on. Can't connect... Hold on, Tony. Where's the phone bit?
You're right, mate.
You tell me. Any ideas?
Well, I mean...
Oh, there you go. Phone. Add device.
Yeah.
Search for Bluetooth devices. Maserati.
You're in.
Oh, I found it. Hold on a sec. Thank you. Giving them a thumbs up because that truck let me move out of the way.
Ooh. It's a crash. Where are you going, mate?
Going away, thank you. Yeah, nearly reversed into the hotel. Can you help with that? Can you do that? Because I'm driving now, Tony.
Yeah, which
so
is...
You sort that out.
Allow.
Yeah. Okay.
Connected.
Go here. Oh, this is lovely, this car.
Well, you only drove 2 yards.
Yeah, I know.
Hold on.
Okay, wait, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Use Apple CarPlay.
How do I get rid of this aircon? Because it's going to be blowing out our mics. Got to think about these things now we're doing a podcast.
Connecting to Sam.
Okay.
Just stop pressing buttons, will you? There you are.
Ah! Okay, Google Maps.
We're in.
Oh, but wait, we've lost the...
We've died?
Yeah. Did you take a photo of the...
No.
Oh.
Why would I?
Can you run in and get
my
it?
My first rodeo.
Can you run in and get the...
I can, yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to go wrong.
Yeah.
What about my mic?
Oh. Okay, 2 seconds. Okay, right. There's a bug in here now.
Oh. Attacking me, mate.
Okay, come on. Let's get back in the zone.
You're on.
Oh,
yeah.
There we go. I thought I'd got away. Right, exit. Where are we going? Okay, I'm sorry. Immediately, Tony. The rumble of this engine.
Can you hear it from outside?
Oh, no, but I can just feel it under my right foot. It's bloody lovely, mate. So, obviously, we all know that I'm a bit of a fan of an SUV.
Yeah.
I've spoken about that before.
Yeah.
So, the Levante, I just always thought it was a very pretty car, but I'd only driven, I think, maybe the diesel before? Have you driven any Levante? You must have had a few in stock.
Well, of course, yeah. We've had the petrols and the diesels. Not the big V8 one, but...
They did a GTS, didn't they, with the V8?
Was it a G... we've not had the GTS. We had the S. They do a normal V6 one. And obviously the diesel.
Fair.
Loads of diesels we've had.
Yeah, the diesel, I think... It's sort of a weird one, because it's sort of... You do see them around and about, but I wouldn't necessarily say it was a hugely popular car.
No.
Right, hold on a sec. There we go. Sport. Let's get straight into a bit of sport action.
Are we going flat?
Well,
straight
not,
into
not out of the hotel. Into,
oh, mate. It literally sounds like an old Gran Turismo.
Listen to that. Let's see how fake it is.
Yeah, it's fake.
It's super fake.
Yeah. No noise.
You put the window down and it's coming from the boot rather than from actually outside. So a tunnel one might be a bit disappointing. Oh, well, that's a bit of a shame. But actually, you know what? I don't care. You know, every car these days plays fake noises. And to have this following you around. Okay, so what's going to be interesting for me today is our MPG.
Well, it'd be about 3.
Yeah, because that was my thought, right? It's all well and good having an engine like this, but it's really good having an engine like this. Come on, this soundtrack's awesome.
Do you still get in cars, even now, all these press launches you do? Do you still get in them and go, oh my God, I really want one of them?
I mean, can you tell I'm doing that right now?
That's what I'm saying.
And this car's in a really cool spec on a day like today. It's this sort of sky blue colour. And so apart from the stitching, which I'm not a massive fan of, the interior's pretty nice. But yeah, mate, and they're the police right there. They've been waiting for us, haven't they?
Do you think they've been waiting for
us? In the briefing, they did say, look, the police are...
Around.
So just keep that in mind as you take our £200,000 supercars for a blast on the local roads. But yeah, okay, so I'm just going to start telling you about things that I really like about this car and why I want to buy one.
You want to buy? You've only gone up the road.
I think the ride is pretty good.
Right.
For what is supposed to be a super sporty SUV. So far, it's been very comfortable.
Yeah.
It feels... big, but kind of easy to manoeuvre, like...
Do you know what this reminds me of, this car?
Go on.
Straight out the bat, Range Rover SVR.
Yes.
Range Rover Sport SVR.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It's very Range Rover Sport SVR.
Literally.
Old shape one, obviously, because the new one we haven't driven
yet.
This is...
I mean, is it fast, mate?
No, but I don't think I want to go that fast in an SUV ever. What I like about it is actually that it's seemingly kept a real air of comfort and luxury, because when you go a level above this to Turbo GT, Euros and things like that, they're firm. Range Rover Sport SVR was never that firm, was it? That was always quite nice and smooth as well.
Yeah.
And I guess, well, Maserati just told us, you know, their whole focus is on luxury, not just sportiness.
Yeah.
And they want it to be a car that you can really live with. And what do they say? Accentuate your life rather than is a part of your life. You know?
But do you really think at that point in the speech they were talking about this? I think they were talking about that new one.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. This is definitely the old.
Yeah.
But I think Maserati's overall, you know, and not KPIs, what's it called, like, you know, brand messaging or brand ethos has been the same for a while.
Premium.
Know? Yeah, like premium. That's exactly, they've always positioned themselves as premium. Now, I would say that means go left, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because that's a waypoint.
Yeah, continue. Okay, so I'm going to switch us now into Corsa. Sport. Or do I have to hold for Corsa? Nope. Well, how do I get to Corsa?
No idea, mate.
Come on, hold on. What if I do? I've got a hot. Yeah, Corsa. Oh, traction off.
That is a crash.
Are we feeling all right? Firmed up the suspension. Let's see if there's any more noise. I'm going to go into manual gears. Aero 2 ride height achieved.
So that's lowered the car, is it? Must have.
I can see it. Look, we've got a little ride height section here. Ooh.
Made the gears gear a shift. Bit more punchy.
Yeah, kicks you a bit.
Yeah.
Throttle does feel a little bit more responsive. Definitely got more soundtrack. Whoa.
It feels a bit faster.
Something feels very quick to be doing these kind of speeds. I think this is one of those cars that's probably been overlooked over the years. I guess it was expensive. I have no idea how much these cars are / were new.
But don't you think Maserati as a brand, up until now, has been overlooked anyway?
Yeah, probably. They got a bad rep, didn't they, with Ghibli and the Direction Quattroporte, and that went through. And then obviously Gran Turismo we had for 15-odd years. This is actually a great product. Just on face value, this is a great product. You have to agree with me there.
I do agree with you, but I think it's an unfair judgment because this is based on old Maserati, and I think they're going in a different direction nowadays. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, sorry, I think scaring myself with acceleration.
And me. Yeah. I'm trying not to look.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But I think the point being that we're going to find out what the new is all about very soon. But hey, the old ain't that bad. Let's swap seats. Let's get you behind the wheel and see what you think. But and even now, we're in the firmer suspension.
It does ride nice.
It rides really nice.
Sitting in the passenger seat, it feels like okay.
Yeah, you're not being washed around everywhere,
are
you?
No.
It's a bit of a...
Yeah.
Don't love that sound.
But I hope, judging on the briefing, I hope they've sorted that on the new cars. You know, I think they've spent some money now.
Yeah, you're probably right.
For sure.
Okay, let's pull over and we'll swap seats.
Well, what setting are we in?
You're still in Corsa.
Lovely, perfect.
Manual gears. Get your seat comfortable.
Yeah. Is it electric steering?
Alcantara up here is quite nice as well.
I mean, it does definitely feel premium. To be fair, what the stuff that I've had before. But it should be. It's probably 100 grand, this car, right?
I'm literally going to look at the price right now because I think you'll be surprised. I think it's going to be
more.
Quite a bit more, I think.
Really?
Let's see.
That's no good, mate.
125 starting price.
That clicking.
The clicking's not great, is it? Nice acceleration there from Tony.
Well, I'm just getting a little bit of a feel.
No, that I'm just describing it for our audio listeners.
Oh, you want me?
Because you went a bit quiet.
I did, yeah, because I was just trying to have a bit.
No, you focus, I'll commentate, don't worry. Okay, we're going to be taking the right coming up here. We have ended up with a fantastic day to be doing this activity.
It is
super nice weather here in the UK at the moment. Telling right here, sir. Gorgeous sunshine. It's still fairly early in the morning because we've got a full day ahead of us. We will be jumping behind the wheel of the MC20 at some point. That's going to be Tony driving that because I already have. They've got there it is coming right towards us. The convertible MC20.
He looked happy.
He looked miserable, didn't he? There's a journalist coming out the way. He looks so. It's obviously not very good, that car. but we're going to be getting behind that as part of the podcast. And maybe we'll try and get behind the wheel of one of the other Grecales, the non-Trofeo Grecale, towards the end of the day, once we've experienced the proper one for the main channel.
Okay.
It might be interesting to check it out. But anyway, for now, tell me a little bit more of your thoughts behind the wheel of this beast. Oh, that's a big curve there.
Oh, no, I saw it.
Oh, God. One thing that they say on press day is don't bin the cars, all right?
No, I'm not going to bin the car, am I? It feels old, mate, this car.
Do you think?
Yeah, to drive, like 100%. Mm. It doesn't feel anywhere near as sharp. I mean, I'm probably doing it a bit of a disservice because if you compare it to an SVR Range Rover, as in it probably does drive similar to that, but, you know, they're old as well now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not driving fast, but it doesn't feel... It feels old.
See, the thing is, I like old, so that probably, you know,
yeah,
is up my street left here. So. Whereas, yeah, you're picking it up compared to stuff that's coming in stock. You're seeing
the modern today stuff, you know, the stuff that...
Go on, give it large. But you know what? It's not that fast.
No, it's not fast.
But it's sort of kind of nice in that sense where... You don't sort of feel sick, I don't think.
It does feel nice inside. It's quite a progressive power. It's not like a really violent power. When you're changing gear... Oh, hello.
Sorry,
when you're changing gear, it does give you a bit of a thud in the back in Corsa. But it's not like really violently aggressive. I wouldn't say it's like an Urus turned up or the KN GT. I wouldn't say I'd say it's a level down. It really does feel like an SVR Range Rover rival. It doesn't even feel as aggressive as like the BMW M car. Well, what's the X5M?
X5M.
Yeah, that feels more dialed in, that car.
So then question is, on the used market, would you consider one of these over a Range Rover Sport? Why wouldn't you consider one of these over an SVR? Because I know your answer was going to be no.
No.
Yeah, but why not? It's because I've already predicted your answer. Why wouldn't you consider one of these?
Why? Because I don't think it's better to drive. It probably half rivals it. It's nowhere near as nice inside, for sure.
But it's a different interior. I'll give you that.
It might be different, but different might not always be good, mightn't it?
It's prettier from the outside, I think. I think it's a very good-looking car.
Agree, yeah. And from the inside, it sounds the bomb. But when you undone the window, we couldn't hear anything.
No, there's a lot of wind.
Yeah, so...
But that's the sign of the times, isn't it?
That is the sign of the times, yeah. I mean, I guess the leather quality and...
Yeah,
this is
Alcantara
quite nice.
Headlining here, loads of carbon fibre everywhere. I've got cubby holes for days, although that one is fairly shallow, actually.
Yeah.
It doesn't go anywhere.
It's just like fine, mate, you know, like the gear lever's pretty old now and this is all old tech.
Infotainment,
you know?
System is not great. It's fairly unresponsive. It looks dated. I'm fairly sure this comes over from Chrysler, or did used to come over from Chrysler, where we're hearing for the new cars it's got its own system. I could be wrong on that, but
You don't really get a lot of feel from the steering wheel or the brakes. There's not really any connection between driver and car, essentially, when you're driving.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I don't feel that. Maybe because I'm comparing it to something that would be more dynamic than this. I really don't like that noise.
No, that noise is horrible.
That's horrible.
But do you not think there's an emotive connection? Like, it's got a bit of soul to it, a little bit more Italiano flair, even with the noise, the Trident barrels. Like, it's a little bit more of just something, or you don't get that?
Yes, but maybe only because of the fake engine noise.
You don't see it in the Trident means nothing for you,
no.
This leather and this design?
No.
Okay.
No.
Right, well, I'm glad we're here on a massive press day then.
No, hold on.
It's fine. Long story short, I have enjoyed this. But yes, you're right. This is the outgoing era for Maserati.
Yes.
So let's get back to the hotel. Let's get into an MC20. And hopefully you will experience what they're saying is the new era. And I'll be fascinated by your thoughts on that car, because it's a car that I actually didn't love.
Which means I'll like it.
Probably. Well, we've had a bit of lunch. It's a few hours later. We've also filmed the main channel video on the Grecale Trofeo, and you now find us in an MC20 coupe.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Well, when this car come out, I was like all over this car. Like, this will be a bit of me, this car, as in, you know, a sporty Maserati. I really like the look of it. I think I was with you when I first saw this car.
Maybe.
I can't remember where I was, but, and then I saw one on the road, I saw an all black one on the road, and I thought, oh my God. And then I saw the price, and then I thought, well, there's quite a lot of cars I could get.
For that money.
Before one of these.
Basically over 200 grand.
Yeah. And I went off it.
Okay. I think it's one of the most beautiful cars out there.
Yeah.
The back I'm sometimes a bit questioning, but in general, it's a stunning looking car.
I like it as well.
With the right badge,
yeah,
and the right kind of layout and ideology.
Yeah.
But I think there's a but, and I want to say no more and let you discover whether you feel the same or whether you like it. Because, yeah, I've spent a bit of time behind the wheel of an MC20 or in and around an MC20 now, so I feel like I know them pretty well. But I'm excited to be in this one. The spec is stunning. We've got this kind of like heritage seats with the tan leather and then an Alcantara interior. It's silver on the outside. It's just ace. So let's get us out of the hotel, hit reverse gear. I would say one of the really nice things about the MC20 is how simple this cockpit is.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, it's, there's no messing around. You've got this big carbon fibre tunnel in the centre, reverse or drive buttons, a huge sort of knob for the driving modes, which include GT Sport, Corsa, ESC off and wet.
Yeah.
And then pretty much everything else either done by the steering wheel or the sort of main touchscreen. It's just straightforward.
Yeah.
Which we're a fan of.
Yeah.
Now, I have picked... why not, if you can. Sure.
Is that true?
Yeah. Because I've ditched the Maserati suggested route. This could be dangerous. Picked my own road. I go left here, yeah. Which is 10 minutes away, because we don't have a huge amount of time with the MC20. No, look, here comes the Spider once again. We could have gone out in the Spider, which is called the Cielo, which means sky in Italian, apparently. But it would have been really bad for podcast audio. We still don't know quite how good this audio is, but it's at least going to be better.
I don't really care about a Spider as well. I much prefer to drive in sports. I think this is one way, mate.
I think this is one way. But, you know, we're having a good time, so...
We've caused a lot of problems here.
We're getting a true insight into how easy it is to live with one of these if you go the wrong way down a one-way system.
Yeah.
What's manoeuvrability? What's visibility like? He's going to tell you now. He's going to say, it's one way.
One way, mate.
Yeah. We're going to say, sorry, we're not from around here. Sorry. Oh, God. We're like on the M25.
We've caused major.
Why are there like thousands of cars suddenly? It's James Batchelor, for those of you who don't know, very good and very funny journalist, pulling faces. And now, he went through in a Levante at great pace, I think.
Yeah.
The Ford is freaking out. The Focus is freaking out. Right, come on, let's
go.
Launch it.
Oh, look, we come down there, no?
No, I think we've just gone completely the wrong way, but that's fine. Maybe. Turn left here, so I'm making it up. Because I've tried to find roads which might allow you to exploit this car a little bit.
Good man.
It's a full-on supercar. Like, we're not messing around in this thing.
Okay.
So far, initial impressions, just manoeuvring out the hotel?
Well, I can't see out the back.
Yes, I'd forgotten that.
I literally can't see anything out the back at all. It's easy to manoeuvre. Looking out the wing mirrors, I mean, they're Ferrari wing mirrors.
Yeah.
By the way, 488 wing mirrors. As I stepped in it, it feels very McLaren in the way it's finished. It is quite simple, which a McLaren is as well. Apart from that, I mean, it is quite a nice place to be.
I think so. I think it doesn't necessarily feel extremely premium. Like, it doesn't feel like super... I think a McLaren feels a little bit more detailed. I don't know, there's something about McLaren which is still a little bit more heightened.
But wouldn't you say that as a brand, McLaren is more special than Maserati anyway?
That's a tough one.
I would always say that from a brand point of view, McLaren is a more superior brand than Maserati.
I don't think you're wholly wrong, but I think that's why Maserati are trying to go through this refresh.
Yeah.
Because, hey, in the 50s and 60s, Maserati were a force to be reckoned with. You know,
they lost their way.
Oh, they lost their way. They lost their way through money, probably. You know, and definitely in recent years, but they're fighting to come back, and this was supposed to be, or is supposed to be, leading that sort of comeback and that new era. So there you go. Yeah, manual gears, that's your drive select. I don't know what you're in, but it's a supercar, so you should be good to
what's
go at any
what,
point.
Mate? I don't really know.
You just turn it, you move it. What are you in there?
So what's that one? Wet.
Wet, you don't want to be in wet.
GT. So that's like
sport.
Normal.
Sport. Or Corsa, you can go up to Corsa if you want.
So how do you do that?
Hold it. There you go, Corsa with ESC off.
Right.
Pay attention, Tony. I want to make it home tonight.
Don't be silly, I want to go fast.
Can I say something?
Of course.
Sitting here, I'd forgotten how nice a place this is. Like, I'm quite excited right now.
Yeah. I actually... it's a nice car, mate.
Yeah.
It is genuinely a nice car. But even the cars we were in this morning, they're nice cars now, Maseratis. They're nice.
Absolutely. Giving away a little bit about the main video there. But, you know, just a teaser for what's coming. But yeah, I'm pleasantly surprised by.
Are you?
In my head, I'd kind of written this car off a little bit.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say. Like,
are you changing your mind?
I'm not changing my mind because I'm not behind the wheel. But I'm like, oh, this is way nicer than I give it credit for. Yeah. Like, it's like, so far I'm having a nice time over here. If you said to me, right, we're going to go to Geneva, I'd be like, okay. Well, then my back is starting to ache a little bit. How are the seats for you?
Mine's fine, mate.
Oh, okay, fine.
I'm
old.
It's a nice... Well, you're younger than me.
I'm a six-month-old baby. It's aged me 15 years. Oh, here he is. Bloody hell.
No, I didn't want to do that.
No, I could tell. That's what made me nervous. Oh, there we go. This supercar suspension for you.
Well, this instantly feels like a proper darling car.
Proper supercar. Do you want bumpy road mode, or are you happy with what you got?
Well, that's fine.
I'm putting you in bumpy road mode, because I didn't like that. That was too firm for me.
That's too much for you, is it?
Too much. But yeah, I mean, we're in something special now, aren't we?
Yeah, this is a bit of me.
It's a bit of you.
Yeah.
I've got you out of the SUVs, and I've stuck you in the supercar.
I've really got, like, something to compare this car to, you know?
Sure. Okay, so go down here. I have no idea what we're going to find.
This road?
Yeah. Just...
All right.
I'm hoping you can have some fun.
What, have you just...
I've made this up. I mean, there's a big truck coming, so that's not a good start, but...
No.
Just keep that in mind if you start going fast.
I'm
there could be a truck coming the other way.
Mate. What goes on here, then? See, trucks. I mean, what have you taken me, mate?
Engine sounds very different to some of the other vehicles we've driven today, which has the same engine.
Yeah.
Loads more turbo whistle, a bit gruntier, less kind of tinny.
And even from outside, oh, it's fast, this car.
Yeah. This car is, from memory, really fast when you really get into that throttle pedal.
It's actually not that fast.
Oh, really?
No, it's fast, but it's not like, oh my God, fucking...
I think you have to really get into the throttle, from my memory. Right. I could be wrong, but like, I had the same thing in that, like... I mean, don't kill us, but you know what I mean?
No, I'm going slowly, mate.
You're not going that slowly.
But I want a 60 mile an hour road.
Yeah, fair. If I'll get past this, and hopefully it's going to open up to a bit of a national speed limit road. But, yeah, okay, well, you're comparing it to what?
Well, a turbocharged Ferrari. Or a McLaren. My direct rival to this, I would think, it's not a Turbo S, is it? Because it's a proper supercar. This.
Yeah.
It's like a McLaren, not 720S, it's like a 570S, right?
Yeah, 570S. It's not really a comparable car at the moment, but I mean, Artura, obviously this isn't hybrid. So yeah, you're then saying 570S, maybe the McLaren GT, for example. It's of that ilk, or yeah, 488, F8. It's sort of hard to know exactly where to position it, but...
I'm not sure it's F8, 488. I don't think it's as good as them. Mm. I don't think it's... is it carbon tub, this car?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? It's probably, I wouldn't say it's a Ferrari rival because of the engine, because you can't compare this to 296, obviously. So then you'd compare it to the V8 Ferraris, and that's not fair.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's a bit down on power.
It feels firm.
It's too firm.
It's too firm, right?
Yeah, for these conditions and these roads, probably UK, course is probably not what we should be in.
But I've got bumpy road run, like I've dialed things back for you.
But does that mean it's... I think that probably means it's on, no? When the red button's on.
I would have thought that meant, because it defaulted to the light being on.
Did it?
Yeah, so I think that means suspension is firm.
Put it in sport for me.
Okay, put it in sport. You're in sport now, sir.
See if that's any better.
See if we have a better time. Let's try and get out of this village and see if you can push on again a little bit. But
it's very firm in... You know, like a European road?
Yeah.
Course is perfect.
Sure. But in the UK...
No, I think it's too much.
Too firm, right?
Yeah.
I
can still feel it now.
Yeah, I'm really jiggly.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you've got to get that real spool. That sort of McLaren-esque is that, you know, really got to get that spool up.
But it has got some low down grunt though, mate, you know? Oh, nice turbo. Yeah.
Yeah, lots of noise. How's the steering?
Yeah, steering's good.
Steering's lovely, huh?
Steering's good. And even the brakes feel okay as well.
Yeah?
Are they ceramics, these brakes?
I would assume so.
Yeah, but they feel way different. I know we was in a different product of Maserati, but they feel way different. They feel like proper brakes.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Does you think the pedal feel is similar to McLaren or Ferrari or Porsche or what?
Good question. It's not McLaren. It's not as much travel.
When Tony goes quiet, listeners, it's because he's concentrating. Sometimes I'm glad that he is, I've got to be honest.
No, I've done it because I wanted to feel the brakes. I don't know, it feels like older Ferrari.
Okay.
It's not as nice as a Porsche.
Sure.
Yeah, it feels like older Ferrari, I would say.
Okay, you've been behind the wheel for 10 minutes. Where's your head at?
I don't want one.
Really?
No.
Impressed? Disappointed?
It's good, but I expected it to be good because they have to be good nowadays. It's got some character, this car, which is good. It's got some character. All the reviews that I've heard and seen about how fast it is, it's fast, but it's not like...
Well, here's a bigger road, I think.
Take your breath away fast, you know?
Turn out here and... Well, I would have gone right, but you can go left.
Would have gone right?
Yeah, I would have gone right. So you're heading into a town.
Yeah, but the road's closed there, look.
Oh, is it? Oh, right. Okay, well, let me put the hotel back in then. I would disagree on the character side. I would say that's the one thing that's really missing from this car.
But what I mean by character is it's moving you about a bit, you know what I mean? It's got a bit of something about it.
We know we're in a supercar.
Yeah, it's not dull. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we've got some kids on a moped, they're absolutely loving it. I mean, yeah, it looks-wise, it's unbelievable. And yeah, we both got in it and we were kind of buzzing.
Yeah.
So from that point of view, I get it. But I don't think the car is that emotive. I just think it's very, very good. Okay, there you go. Yeah, turn back around. I want you to find a slightly bigger...
Yeah, I don't
want to
get a bigger road.
But I think round here, it's like all small little twisty roads.
All little roads, yeah.
You have to be braver, mate.
Yeah. You know what? With them little roads I worry about is the potholes.
Oh, yeah, potholes and the bloody tractors coming the other way. I mean, it's not easy, I'll be honest, but...
We can miss the tractors, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's the potholes.
The potholes that might ruin us.
Dual wheel.
Yeah.
I don't want to do a wheel.
No, I don't want you to do a wheel either.
No.
I'm not going to be invited back. Panicking over here.
You're going to be flapping over a wheel.
Yeah, oh, my God. But, yeah, it's just one of those things that, you know, there's not a lot of them on the market. They don't come and go, and I just feel, apart from Evo, who obviously made this car of the year and just went absolutely insane about it.
It did, didn't they? Yeah.
I feel like it's fallen a bit flat, but it's a lovely, lovely thing. But I think it definitely leans more towards the McLaren mentality than Ferrari or Lamborghini, or, you know, it's a bit more clinical, I think.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. I would probably say that this car as well probably got maybe a little more character at low speeds compared to a McLaren, if he was comparing it to McLaren.
Sure.
I mean, at high speeds, I don't know yet, but...
It's coming across. It's both of us concentrating quite hard. It's not usually that I don't speak, but I was just letting you all enjoy.
Just let me enjoy
the sound of the engine and the exhaust. Oh, good God.
Did you breathe at that point?
No. Nope. I thought I'd just, you know, hold my breath. And...
I mean, it just goes down the road quite nicely, mate, to be fair.
It's a little bit crashy still, though.
Yes, yeah. It moves. But I like a car that moves around.
Sure. A car that wants to kill you is the best car in the world,
yeah.
Right?
But I wouldn't buy one.
No.
It's not for me. I'm actually glad that I've been actually managed to, because I have looked at these before.
Sure.
So I'm actually glad that I've come out and drove it today. So I appreciate that.
I'm here to help. Your car buying decisions.
I spent 200 odd grand and went,
Ford, let me in the RS6. That spec nearly was 200 grand as well, but anyway. Well, it's been a great day.
Yeah.
It's been a ton of fun today. I've loved every second. For me, it has been a bit of an eye-opening day. Like, I came here with certain expectations. I feel like we've maybe had those expectations in some cases met, sometimes squashed. Like, we've learned that, in my case, the Levante Trofeo is still an absolute winner. We had our experience in the new era of Grecale, and then you finally got behind the wheel of an MC20. I think
you've been a bit hard on this car.
I think I have, mate, but yeah. I sort of stand by it a bit.
Right.
Because my overall takeaway is that new era Maserati is... Look, it's listened to me. It's what I said. Go away. Sorry, that was the onboard computer thought I said, like, I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
It wanted me to talk to it. They've improved the cars in every way that they needed to and should have from what they were.
For the modern market.
For the modern market.
That's what they've had to do, though.
Which, literally, yeah. What they had to do. But in many ways, then, I wonder if it's lost a little bit of the charm, like a tiny bit of the charm. But I could say that about 90% of new cars.
Of course.
Up to you if you go left, right, straight. I really don't mind. The Samhau, I'm sure, will figure itself out. Whichever road you think looks most open and enticing. I would say that way it looks a bit better.
All right,
but,
mate.
You know, check it out and see what happens.
You're quite good at this, Lark, aren't you?
Again, concentration, faces and voices are wrong.
Brakes actually aren't that good.
Thank you, finally. Phew, that made me really nervous. Because
yeah.
In my video I banged on about the fact that I actually think they're quite McLaren. I think the pedal is quite long.
Yeah, they're not that good.
No, you have to really get into that pedal and anything really starts to happen.
Oh, I've changed my mind. I don't like this car. Because I have to have a car with good brakes.
Okay, that's your...
Mate, it's very important.
Yeah. No, yeah. And that's why I'm quite... Because I was like, oh, really? Like, when you said, the brakes are pretty... I was like... I didn't want to jump in and recorrect you, but I remember the brakes not being...
They're not good.
...the real selling point.
Yeah.
But the way it carries and glides itself on a road like that is nice, I think.
Yeah.
And it does pick up speed.
Yeah, it does go down the road nicely. But, you know, like, it's not real, real confidence-inspiring.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you... when you haven't got a car that's, what I would say, got proper brakes... You're always, like, never where you should be in the performance of the car.
Do you want to turn around, because we should be heading back? Yeah, I know it's very important for you. You really need to be able to trust on those brakes.
Yeah.
And you've been spoilt with GT product Porsche brakes and Ferrari brakes that are some of the best.
Turn around down there, eh?
Yeah, my phone's having a freak out.
Yeah, I think that's probably... because some of the...
Oh, wait, can we go down here?
Really?
Oh, go. Yeah, go down here.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you give a out of 10 score?
7 again.
7?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let you take that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's been a fun and different experience for us. I hope you guys have enjoyed this. We would love to do more of this kind of thing if it's been a success. Fingers crossed it has been. Let us know in the comments below. Obviously, subscribe, turn on notifications so you don't miss out on future episodes. If you want to follow Tony in the meantime, he's at Tony Gravel Car Sales on most social media platforms. I'm at Seen Through Glass, and we'll be back with you with another episode very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.